Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that for the past couple of months at this time, every Tuesday, I have been learning about all sorts of ways to make my life better, that little bit easier and healthier. And today I'm talking about something I don't know a huge amount about, and that is concierge services. Laura Byrne from At The White Glove Concierge is with me in studio. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Listen, my sort of idea and understanding of a concierge service is probably what I've picked up from different movies, films, Selling Sunset. So how do you describe a concierge service?
I suppose the best way to explain it, Andre, is to say that concierge services are there to basically help people buy back their time. It's there to allow people to reclaim their time and use their time in a more productive and efficient way, whether that's in their personal life or their work life. And it's just all about really the message of seeing the value in buying your time back. So I might give you an example.
Yeah.
I had a client who had basically said that he's starting to see the value in buying his time. He wanted to arrange a special occasion, and the arrangements that he needed for that, he said he went off and it was taking him an hour and a half, and he still had booked nothing, hadn't a clue what he was going to do next, and he just wasted an hour and a half of his time.
It's the Googling that we all
it's
do.
It's the researching.
The browsing.
It's the browsing. It's trying to contact people to find out more information. People are not always available only through like the normal office hours. And I mean, he was a very busy CEO of a tech company. So when he engaged their services, everything went great. It was a fantastic experience. He had a fantastic time. And he said that he really got to see the value in outsourcing his time. He bought his time back and he realised the time he would have spent on that particular project, he was able to put into other things that he'd like to do.
So how did you get into this? Is event management the background to it?
Well, I have a servant's heart, if I put it like that, Andrea. So I'm an executive assistant. I have been for over 15 years.
Okay.
And I've worked in the North and South Americas. I've travelled, I've lived in the Cayman Islands. I worked at a high level for FIFA. And I realised that as an executive assistant, pulling together any of these kind of services that my bosses or my directors would want at the time, it gave me such great knowledge and experience. And then when I've always had an entrepreneurial streak. So then I decided, you know, this is what I want to do. I really am passionate about, you know, helping people reclaim their time, helping people be more productive in their personal and work life. And that's one of the reasons as well, Andrea. So we've partnered with companies as well. So it's all about bringing concierge services in as an employee pack. So like
what,
a perk.
Yeah. So what is, like, when you said concierge services, it's more than, you know, dry cleaning. Is it all booking and hiring private jets?
That's part of it. That certainly is part of it. I mean, some of the services to give you, like, we offer a private travel and logistics service. So what that would look like is basically arranging your travel for you. So you would have a consultation with us. We'd find out your needs. And that's kind of the difference that sets us apart by you doing it yourself. We take the time to get to know you, your preferences, what you want exactly. And then we would go off and basically pull that together for you, so that you just have one point of contact for many services, but you're just dealing with one person, and it's just more bespoke.
It's like the travel agent, but for your life.
That's it. And if you're, yeah, and you
oh,
know,
sounds great.
You know, look, if you think about things as simple as, let's say health and wellness, for example, Andrea, you might want to look into new ways of or new things for fitness and what the next best thing is or things that you might want to do. And then you might jump online and have a look yourself. And before you know it, an hour or two has passed. You still haven't decided upon anything. And then the idea is squashed and you're not going to try that new dance class that you might have thought about or the new fitness class. And then that's pushed down. So then, you know, your health, your mental health as well can, you know, that's you're missing out on that side of it. But if you picked up the phone, got on to us, had that consultation, told us what you were looking for, let us curate that for you, and then you're more likely to obviously turn up and continue to go to these things.
It's personal assistant.
It is
really
at a kind of higher scale.
Is it mainly something though? I'm assuming this is something for the wealthy, the very wealthy.
Well, I mean, look, anyone can benefit from these concierge services. In any business, Andrea, you have to be clear about who your target market is. And based on my knowledge and experience, our client profile looks like C-suite level executive directors, busy individuals. But if you value your time, then at the White Glove Concierge is there to help
that's
you
what
out.
Concierge. So like, if a listener who's got in touch, it's sort of PA, executive assistant, but it's kind of rebranded really, isn't it?
You could look at it like that, and it's more instead of just taking it for your work. I mean, when I was an EA and I realised how productive my bosses or my directors I was making their life, then I said to myself, you know, yeah, I should do this
the same for myself.
And it's just about getting people to understand the value that they
of
get
time.
Of buying their time back.
Is this popular in Ireland?
It's growing. The concept is growing.
Yeah.
Now, it's prevalent in the US and it certainly has taken off in the UK.
Well, it's a big, I know from I know from watching, or any of the listeners who watch Selling Sunset on Netflix, you know, it's a huge, it's very much part of nearly everyday life.
Every person in the US especially, I mean, this would be like second nature to them. They would have a concierge service. They wouldn't even consider living without it. But again, I know it is about just understanding that value of that value for buying back your time, and then what you're doing with your time while someone else is doing what your project for you, you know.
And would you often maybe just engage a concierge service for like a one-off thing, maybe, you know, a holiday, or you have a birthday or a wedding or something coming up?
I mean, if that's what you need, we're there for that as well. Our client profile would look at more of those regular those clients who would need concierge service on a regular basis. But we have had clients from Ireland, the UK, from California, from India. We've actually had a client contact us from their private yacht in the middle of the ocean.
It just sounds so glam.
And we were able to provide the services that they wanted. So, you know, even for the concierge services and what that might look like, it truly is what the client wants.
Whatever you want to do.
And once it's legal, once it's ethical and moral,
it leads me to my next thought, which is what's the, you know, the kind of the craziest or maddest request?
You know, I've been lucky so far, but I have had somebody abroad ask us to go into the X or the Twitter headquarters and inform them that he could not get into his Twitter profile and he would need it reset.
Right.
So we were asked to do that, and that fell on its face. But look, so far I've been lucky enough. But you know, it is great. The response that we've gotten is great. The concept of concierge service in Ireland, it is growing, but it is all based upon people understanding what the value of their time is. So if they pass it to somebody else, they really are getting that time back for themselves.
Yeah. People who are good delegators.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you engage with that, you know, the benefits are definitely there.
You know, are there things at which there are that you draw the line, that you just, there are requests that are obviously,
of course,
you can't do, you can't turn around. Yeah. When you say the services are growing more in Ireland at the moment, is that kind of at an executive level? Is it because we now have, you know, we've a
I
lot
think
of
it's more coming around.
Businesses.
I think it's more based upon the kind of that mental health and the awareness of understanding stress and what can I do to alleviate stress, and am I spending too much time on things that I shouldn't be? Can I delegate things? But it's all coming down to that kind of having a good work-life balance and wanting to make sure that you're getting your time out of using it on things that basically make you happy. So I think it's all stemmed from that mental health kind of people wanting to just kind of treat themselves a bit more TLC and start understanding that they can do this by using concierge services.
Buy back their time. Do you typically tend to, you know, identify clients or potential clients and people that are, you know, up and coming or maybe might have the additional cash flow?
Well, all businesses, you know, network, you need to do it smartly, and we certainly are no different. But, you know, to date, we've had people contact us directly, and that's just from looking and seeing what we have to offer. Yeah.
If people have, you know, maybe a little bit of extra cash, they want to make their life that bit easier and engage concierge service, you're online and socials, isn't it?
Yeah, we certainly are. So our Instagram is @thewhiteglove, and that's actually the word @thewhiteglove. And the website is @thewhiteglovconcierge as well.
Good stuff. Laura Byrne, listen, thanks a million, Laura.
Thanks for having us, Andrea.
For joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.